We're holding Daf Hey Yomar Aleph on top, the middle of Machlokes and Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. The last shot was that they both agree that the first Bechoros that were born in the Midbar in that first year there, they had Kedusha. The shot was, did it stop afterwards? But Rabbi Yochanan says, didn't they have Kedusha then, the Kedusha remained? And Rosh Lakish says, no, top of the Gemara, Kitchu Uposku. That Rosh Lakish told that even though the first year there in the Midbar, in the first Midbar Chesed in the Chumash of Bamidbar, that Leviim were taken tachas the Bechor Yisrael, at that year the Bechor had Kedusha, but then it was a Pesach, then it stopped. The rest of the years in the Midbar, any Bechor that were born with the Bechor Adam or Chor Behema, according to Rosh Lakish, had no Kedusha. So what's the way this now? This led the Rosh Lakish to the Yom HaTam. It's good to hear from the Rosh Lakish, he says, it's time to be asked from the Pesach that it says, V'hoyiki Yiviyachom, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, and then the prophet says, "V'hodav yavatam," and then you take care of the parshas of the chayim. So, ma'ashmi that the kedusha b'chayim is only chal when they came into Eretz Yisrael. And in the Rabbi Yechon in my time, like what's Rabbi Yechon do with that pasuk of Rosh Lakish? The Ma'ariv says, "Amar Rabbi Loza." He's a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Loza said that Rabbi Yechon chazrei d'chumra, like Rabbi Yechon showed me in my dream. The milsa ma'isa, a good thing, like Rabbi Yochanan told him in his dream what his chat was, that Amin Omakor, the prophet says, Li Yiyu, it says like, that the Bechorim should be for me. So Yudash says, Li Yiyu means there, the Yas and Yehei, means that the Bechorim always stay the same way, they always have the Kedusha. No matter when they're born, even though they're born in the Midbar, all the years in the Midbar, also the Bechorim had Kedusha Bechorim. So that's his pasuk. The most says the kasha though, but Rabbi Yochanan, "V'hoyiki Yiviyachom V'yavatam Ayavadlei." But still, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the Lakish's pasuk that's mashma? It's only after you come into Eretz Yisrael, then there'll be the pasha of the Chayrus. So my answer is, "Arumi Bona Likudatanya." The way Rabbi Shmuel, he didashes that pasuk the way Tana the Rabbi Shmuel dashes it. So what he dashes are same mitzvah zu that Chayrus will be very careful. This mitzvah bikur not the Chayrus. Whether it's Pidyon HaBen of a Bechor Adam, whether it's a Korban of a Bechor Behemoth Torah has Kedushas Bechor Korban on it, or whether it's a Pidyon Petach Hamor. Be careful with these halachas, because of this mitzvah, Tikonis Lorot, you'll be Zechot Koron Teret Yisrael. So even though the actual mitzvah was Noig in the Midbar, but the Pshat is Vayi Kriyach will come to teach us that if you'll be Nizir in the mitzvah of Bechoris, you'll be Zechot Koron Teret Yisrael. The pshat could be that Avada Eretz Yisrael is a tremendous matem, a tremendous present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give Klal Yisrael. But Hashem only gives it if we realize that it comes from Hashem. That if we think it's Eitzim V'Koich Yodi, it's my own power that does it, Hashem takes it away. So that's the limit from the Chayrus. What's the Chayrus? That our firstborn we have to give to Hashem. As if we realize everything comes from Hashem. So it will be Nizir in this mitzvah to realize that everything comes from Hashem, the schuz there will be able to receive Eretz Yisrael. So Kis is still a machlokes Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, Omalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi like this, Osun Hochi Mas Nisu Lehu. No, this is the way you learned the machlokes Rav Ashi between Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said Kitchu, and Rosh Lakish says Lo Kitchu. Kis says like this, no, Anan Os, Rav Mordechai says, Ipcha Masnilu Lo, we learned the opposite way. And we learned like this, that Rabbi Yochanan Norma Loi Kitchu. So have many of Loi Kitchu means that there's no Kedushas Bechoros in the Midbar. Loi Kitchu Bechoros in the Midbar. And we learned from Rosh Lakish Shoma Kitchu Bechoros in the Midbar. That's where Mordechai learned the Machlokes. So this, Omalei, so Rashi said back to Mordechai, the Yavchis Nami Tiyufta is saying you have to change around all the kashas. So we had Rabbi Yochanan, so Rosh Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, according to your gifting, you have to change around the kashas the opposite way. Right, that wouldn't be so shvel. But the big question is, the Avchis Lo Lahod Reb Lezer, you're going to have to change around also what Reb Lezer said. There's allegories towards that Reb Lezer said he saw in his dream Reb Yochanan that he told him shat. So according to us, it's good because Reb Lezer was a Talmud of Reb Yochanan. But you learn now he's answering Rosh Lakish, his little shvel. Why should Rosh Lakish come to him like an Echaloim? He wasn't a Talmud. So the Gemara answers an Echanami, Omalei. So Mordechai says like this, no, I do not really mean to say different pshat than you're learning in the Machlokes. I'm only saying a different way of saying it. So Amalei, Mordechai says like this, Leikitshu, what do I mean to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Leikitshu, not that really there is no Kedushas Bechor, but the opposite. Lehutzuchu Mikodesh, you do not have to put any Kedusha upon this Behemah. And even if you wanted to, you couldn't, because by itself it has Kedusha. In other words, the opposite way. It does have a Kedushas Bechor in the Midbar. And Leikitshu just means you don't have to put any Kedusha onto the Behemah, it has Kedusha by itself. And Rish Lakish is the one that says Kitshu, meaning to say that by itself Taka has no Kedusha. It's just you have to be the Kaddish. If you want to put Kedusha on the Behemah, it's like a regular Behemah Kun in the Midbar, you have to put Kedusha on it. So Moses says, the Yachir still hadn't he done? It's like, was there Moses coming to teach us then? But Rav Ashi says back, you're saying the same shot that we're saying. So Moses says, what he's teaching us is, Kamash Ron is teaching us that Chayiv Odom Leimar the Russian Rabbi. A person, the Talmud, should always say, oh, with the same Russian as Rebbe said. That's what the Mordechai is saying, that my Rebbe taught me that the way you learn the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and the Rosh Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan said, Leikitshu, meaning you do not have to be Mekadosh, because it's Kadosh by itself. And Rosh Lakish says, Kitshu, meaning to say that you have to put Kedusha on the animal if you want to give it Kedusha. But really, there's no Machlokes in Din. Now the Gemara says, Shoel Kuntrikis Hasar. Rashi says, a shame sir, name of a general, a Roman general, Yes, Rabbi Yechon HaMadzaki. He asked some questions. The Trotin Shal Levian, when the Torah counted Levian, Rashi says, in the Bamid Begimel, which says, the Gershon Ksiv, Shiva Salpayim Echam Mishmeyus, or the Kos Ksiv, Shemen Asapayim Vashay Shmeyus, Hare Shisho Salpayim Emeyam, or the Meroi Ksiv, Shisho Salpayim Masayim, Hare Shnayim Vyesabelov, comes out, the Torah actually counts 22,000 Levian, the Shalashmeyas and 300. Tell me this. It says the Proton, when the Torah says the exact amount of Levian, Atamoiti Eskrim, Ushnai Melech, 22,000, the Shalashmeyas and 300. But the Chlolon, later when it says, Kol Zochri Ben Chodesh Ramallah, it only says there 22,000. When it says the Chlol of Levian, it only says 22,000. But the Chlolon, Atamoiti Eskrim, Ushnai Melech. The question is, Vishalashmeyas, Lechon Ochol, what happened to those 300 Levim? What happened to the extra ones? So Amalei, so the Yechon Mitzakeh said back, Oysen Shalash Meis Bechayim saw you. Those 300 were Bechayim. And therefore now a Cheshbon here now, when we want the Levim to free, to take off the Kedusha for the Bechayim Yisrael, you can't use the Bechayim of the Levim. And we'll soon see why. Abimah says, V'yein Bechor, Maskiya Bechor. The Bechor of Levim did not have a power to take off the Kedusha of the Bechor Yisrael, so they couldn't be in the Cheshbon. Therefore, how many Levim did we have in the Cheshbon to take off the Kedusha from the Bechor Yisrael? Only 22,000. So what says, my time, and what's the reason? Why not? Like, why can't the Bechor of a Levi, he could fall, he's still a Levi, let him take off the Kedusha of the Bechor Yisrael? On Rabbi, Abaye says, the story is like this, that Dayu LeBechor Sheyavki Kedusha Satzman. It was enough. Dayu means it's enough that Levim, the Bechorim of Levim, they could take off the Kedusha from themselves. And for some reason, Mashmah has something to do that during the Midbanat, Hashem has taken away the Kedusha from the Bechorim and giving it to Levim. So even a Levi that's a Bechor also, Hashem has taken off his Kedusha from Bechor and putting it on to the Kedusha's Levi. So even by him itself also there was an exchange. His Bechorim went to his Levim. So therefore we couldn't use that Levi, the Bechor, to take off Kedusha to the Maskiya, the Kedusha from the Bechor Yisrael. Therefore, you can only use the 22,000, the Pshuta Levim. That's why the Chlorim of Torah only says 22,000. That was one question. Now, the Yoid Sholu, another question, this general asked Rabbi Yochanan HaZakkai, that the Givoy Kesef, when Moshe Rabbeinu collected the Kesef of the silver from Klal Yisrael to give to the Mishkan, at the Maitre you find Mosayim V'yachat Kikor, you find 200 or more in Kikor worth of silver, V'yachat Asorah Mono, and 11 Mono. That's how much money Moshe Rabbeinu collected from Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Deka Lago Golis, Machas Is HaShekel, B'Shekel HaKadosh, that every single Jew gave a Machas HaShekel, a Deka of Korin Lago Golis, which was a Machas HaShekel, and the Yechezben B'Shekel HaKadosh. So that's how many was collected from Klal Yisrael. Now his question was, over Nesina Sakesef, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the actual money for the Avodas HaMishkan, At the most, he only fine mass test of the only fine he gave 100 kiko. So the question is, he kept more than half himself then. If he collected 201 and 11 monas, so he kept more than half himself. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Vahi ma'as kikar kesef atzekes, that Moshe Rabbeinu gave 100 kikar of silver atzekes to be used for the avodas adonim to make the Mishkan. So the question was, Moshe Rabchem, like Moshe Rabbeinu, gana for you, was he a rabba? Or kubisti yasayich, reisus windla? Or ye in a baki b'cheshbeinus? Yes, he doesn't know how to keep count. Like, what's pshat? Nosan machter, he gave half. The note of master and half he took for himself. Or master showed my half, but he didn't even give them half. He kept more than half for himself. How could that be? So Beis Hamizraki answered back and said, no, oh my Lord, you should know, Moshe Rabbeinu Gizbo Nemen Hoyu. However, the Moshe Rabbeinu was a good, a trustworthy Gizbo. Or Baki Bechesh Bonifay, who knew exactly how to make an account, how to keep account for every single penny he collected. But the shot was Umana Shakadish Kofal Hoya. Now that's what the Pasuk says, Mas Kiko, he only gave 100. The pshat is that the Kiko Shakadish that the Pasuk talks about is double the amount of our Kiko. So it's Kamat like 200 Kiko. So it's like he gave 200 Kiko. The question is still though, but we said he collected 201 Kiko. The Yachat Asamon and 11 Mona. Rashi says that's not Shver. Because there is a passage that says that the echod kikov yudalef mono hoyu elef, that was 1,000, the zayimus 1,700, the yayhein 75 shosu vavim lamudim. But the passage says they use that to make the vavim for the amudim. The kids said this much of that extra one kikov and 11 mono was used for something else. For the actual money that he gave to the mishkan was bediyik. Even though the passage only says mas kikov 100 kikov. But really that was 200 kikor, because the kikor of the Kiddush is double our cheshbon. And Rashi goes through the cheshbon over here, that a kikor kesef, that's 60 mona. Now a mona comes out to be 25 shkolim. And for each shekel you have two people, it's coming out to be 50 people. So for each mona, you have 50 people. So if a kikor is 60 mona, it comes out to be 3,000. So for each kikor, you took here 3,000. So it comes out at 100 kiko, comes out to be 300,000. So you have 600,000 jewels, so 200 kiko to take care of them. But the leftover 3,550, it comes out to be 1 kiko and 11 mono. That's why you have this cheshbon, how much Moshe Rabbeinu collected from the 600,000 and 3,550. And the question was, Moshe only gave away 100 mono. So the answer is that the money gave was double the amount. It was like giving away 200 mono kiko. There's still 1 kiko and 11 mono left over. So Rashi says that was the chesbon what he gave for the yadonim. Therefore, Moshe every penny gave away. Now the Gemara asks the question: Heavy bore of Achoy, Rav Achoy stamias the kasha here. My kashule, what was bothering the sar? The pasuk says that he mas kiko a kesef what second. The Moshe Rabbeinu gave this 100 a kikar of kesev letzekes to be melted down to be used for the Mishkan. So it could be hanoch letzekes, these were used to be melted down. But v'inach the other 101 and 11 mono, maybe begaza, maybe that was given into the treasury, like maybe still Moshe didn't keep anything. So if this much amount was used for letzekes, so what was this question altogether? Torah says no. Cost of Kurachrina, there's another passage that says the kesef pekudei eda, and the money that Moshe gave from the counting of the eda was mas kesef. Mas Moli gave was just 100, may ask kikar 100 kikar. So that was his question, and that's the answer, that the kikar shal kodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu's kikar, was double the amount. Now the Morias, would you call Malay that you say, mona shal kodesh, the cheshbon of the mona kikar, the 100 kikar, shal kodesh, kofel hoya was double the amount. Minoli, how do you know to answer like this? How do you know to answer like this? And then if you want to tell me minay from this proof itself, from out here, this pasuk itself, Shirei kan shivim v'yechot mono. Here we'll soon see the pasuk talks about 71 mono. 71 mono, why? Because the pasuk says v'yechot elef, the 1,000, u'shvam meyos and 700, V'chamisha v'shivim 75 shkolim they collected. Also rovim li'amudim. They used that to make the hooks for the amudim, for the pillars. They used it. So chartorich fuchin the cheshbin of how many shkolim they collected. That's how many shkolim they collected. And really this comes out to be 71 mona that we had before. And the mona, there are 25 shkolim. So divide this by 25, you get 71. Now the question is, for loimona and hakosav over the prutais, the Torah only says it's cheshbin in the cheshbin of shkolim. Like how come it didn't say the cheshbin of mona? It should have said, of kikor. It should have said this is one kikor. So we had before, kikor is 60 mona. And here we have the cheshbin right now of 71 mona. So it should have said it's one kikor and 11 mona. Why does Torah say this cheshbin? The yemisa, if it's true, that neyev v'yechad kikor, v'yachas asar mono miboyilei. That if it's the real cheshbin that the neyev, that the kikor is not double the amount, so the pasuk here should have could just put the cheshbin in the cheshbin of kikor, and not just say the cheshbin's in the shkolim. Ela midolei mono across the belly of the prutah, since the Torah only put the cheshbin down here with the shkolim cheshbin, and not with the cheshbin of kikor, shmamina mono shal kodesh, Kofloy couldn't put the cheshbin, because the cheshbin of mona in the Torah is double the amount, so we're not even add up to one kikor. Because according to this, it's much more. Like one kikor is 60 mona, but the mona is double the amount, so it should be 120 mona, and that you don't have that much here. So that's why the Torah didn't put the cheshbin of kikor. So this should be right, that the cheshbin of the Torah is double the amount. Smur says no, from this person wouldn't be any proof. The Dilma may be Kolola Kechoshev, the Kikri. Maybe when we have a klal of Kikri, means only if you have 100. When you have 100 Kikri, then the Torah says the Cheshvin of a Kikri. But Prote Lo Kechoshev a Kikri. Anytime you have less than 100, you don't count it in Kikri. You can't say it was one Kikri here in 11 Mono. So maybe really the Mono is one normal, the way we have it now, wasn't double the amount. So the reason why the Torah doesn't say the 71 here, Mono, to be like one kikor and 11 mona, because when do we see the lashon of kikor? When you have 100 of them. When you have less than that, we don't tell you to use the cheshbin of a kikor. So you have no proof in this pasuk. No, any rather from this pasuk, mihachon. When the choshes atznufa from the kappa that they lifted up, shivim kikor, there was 70 kikor, the alpayim v'yabim meyas shekel, and 2,400 shekel. So comes it over here, Sharei Kanovia Tishem Veshisha Mono. Like this 2,400 shkolim comes out to be how many mono? We had before that there are 25 shkolim in a mono, so it comes out to be 96 mono. And the question is, where mono not cost of Akamadar, Torah doesn't say 96 mono. Was that to say 2,400 shkolim, the protim, Elam Prutus, it only says the prot of the shkolim. And here in this pasuk we see what talks about a kikor, it says 70. It says shivim kikor, it doesn't say only 100. You see, it does say the cheshbin of less than 100. So it says the cheshbin of less than 100, just like it says 670 kikor, it should have also said in this pasuk 96 mona. How come it only says 2,400 shkolim? So it must be shema mina that mona shakredish kof loya can't say 96 mona. Because the mona of the cost of the Torah is double the amount of hours. So for this pasuk, it should be a proof that it was double the amount. So Moses says again, no, there's no proof. The Dilma may be Prata Rabba Kachoshiv, a big prat like 70, to say 70 kikor that the pasuk says. But the Chikri Prati, to say according to this, if you want to say the question was, why does it say 24,000 shkolim? It should have said rather one kikor and 36 mona, because it came out again, it was 96 mona. Now a kikor is 60 mona. So you want the Torah to say one kikor and 36 mona, I'll tell you, prata zuta, small prat like one kikor, lekachosh of the kikri, that the Torah does not say the cheshbin of a kikor. So again, from this pasuk it would not be a clear proof that the mona was double the amount. It could be it's equal to what we have, because the reason why the Torah says rather in shkolim and does not bring it down into a bigger number of kikor, it doesn't want to say just one kikor. Elo, the proof is from over here. Elo, Omer of Chizur. Chizur like this. Now, here's the Pasuk. The Pasuk in the Cheskel says, V'ha-shekel esrim geirom. The shekel is 20 geirom. And it says now, esrim shkolim. he had one weight of 20 shkolim. Chamish shviyesim shkolim, another weight of 25 shkolim. Asoy v'chamisha shekel, another weight of 15 shekel. Hamon yilachem, that's how much, that's what the money should be. So we see from here that the, what is this money? It says hamon yilachem, that's 60 shkolim. It says what, he had 20 and 25 and 15, so that's 60. So you see 60 shkolim come out to be one mona. And so it speaks out, so why don't the pasuk say clearly, it should have said that 60 shkolim equals to one mona. Why did it divide up? Because it had different different measure here, each one was a different measure, was a different weight. So the kids, so the pasuk is saying now that this mona was 60 shkolim. But the question is now, Ivoho Mosayim via Bo Heaven, we know that a shekel